This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. It's not unusual for the legislature to meet on the weekend before the session ends, but it is out of the ordinary when they get the budget bill done a day early. That's what happened yesterday evening.
The dynamics of this session is quite a bit different than anything else we've gone through, because you all know that these items will be readdressed on Tuesday. And by the way, there's nothing in here that created any new money, so we're still $600 million short.
Senate Finance Chairman Eric LaFleur presented the conference committee report first.
The cuts that we have talked about in higher ed are still there. The cuts in the private-public partnerships are still in there. Cuts in all the other things that we've been talking about are still there.
Still, he counts the end result almost as a victory.
Between the time that this bill, HB 1, left the Senate and the time that it's now back to you, there's been a total change of only $5,290,930 total. That's a pretty good deal, and we were able to reach that in very short order.
House Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry told the tale a bit differently.
The original options that we sent over to the Senate added about $11 million back in. When the Senate sent that list back to me, it was at $3 million. When I sent it back to them, it was at $7 million. And the compromise is what you see in front of you right now at $5.2 million. It wasn't exactly 100% of what I would like, and it wasn't exactly 100% of what the Senate would like. Is it perfect? No. Is it better than when it was left here? It is.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.